This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Discover a spectacular island destination with crystal blue seas, endless sunshine, and the cool Bahamian breeze. Bahamar, located in Nassau, Bahamas, offers your choice of three luxury hotels, over 45 fine dining and nightlife venues, Jean Baptiste's all-new jazz club, the Caribbean's most luxurious casino, and one-of-a-kind experiences for the entire family, like our 15-acre tropical water park, wildlife sanctuary, world-class golf course, and so much more. Visit Bahamar.com today.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread. And the only thing you'll think is, delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises, just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at Hero.co with code IHEART. That's Hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread. See nutrition facts on Hero.co.
Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Daily Show podcast.
There is a new donation scam. We touched on it in Three Things to Know the other day, but touching on it is not enough. I want you to be ready and know this. It is sad, first of all. Get that out of your system, that it's horrible that this happens.
This is a taking advantage of technology scam is what this
it
is.
It is. And understand, we all like to give to charities and you know, causes that are near and dear, but this is a donation scam where a stranger will ask you for a small donation. Let's just say you're walking into a store, you're out on a street corner, and it's like, hey, would you like to give to, you know, the kids? Would you like to give to the firefighters here? And you're like, oh, yeah, of course. That means a lot to me. And they're targeting you in these places where you're going in and out, and they're counting on you being distracted. And they have the in-person setup for the, what do you call it? Contactless payment. So it's like Apple Pay or Google Pay. They're counting on you being in a hurry and distracted. And you're just going to, would you give 10? Would you give 20? And you're like, oh, yeah, that's easy. And you're like, here, ding, because we all tap, ding, so easily and quickly.
And, yeah, and then you go into the store and
then you're
about
on. And the word is, make sure you verify. Look at the screen. Stop. If you're going to donate, stop. And really look, because some of the scams are, you think you're donating 10, you're donating 100 or 1,000. You think you're donating 20, you're donating 200 or 2,000.
So you're asking just to see the reader before.
Yeah, you need to make sure that you're verifying the amount and verifying that it is the legit charity.
It seems to me also that it's just not just a tap-to-pay phone. If they're doing tap-to-pay, you could have your card out. Same kind of thing.
True.
Moving too fast.
True.
But, you know, the thing is, if you're using a credit card and not debit, if it's fraudulent, you'll be able to go back to your bank.
Yeah.
But still, the hassle and the headache, though. I mean,
Nobody wants that hassle.
Right, yeah, right, exactly. But you're right. Those kinds of scams, the hallmarks of those kind of scams are distraction, stress, and rushing. Exactly. Yeah. Every single time.
That's an online thing, too. If you think a sale is, you know, it's only going to be an hour. This is only going to be $20 for an hour. Slow down if anybody's trying to pressure you, because that probably is too good to be true. You're never going to get those jeans for $20.
You mean like an Amazon Lightning deal?
No, those are real, right?
Yeah, they are.
We just wanted to make you aware of it. It's something to be aware of. It doesn't mean don't do that sort of fundraising.
It just means just slow down, especially if they're catching you on the way out of the store when you're ready to get home anyway.
Stop and verify.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today. And next, Sam is the food dude.
Got a new Costco bakery treat to tell you about that's selling out nationwide.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Got a new bakery item at Costco that's getting rave reviews. In fact, it's actually selling out at Costco's nationwide. It's their new twice-baked cinnamon-filled croissants.
Oh, man.
Now, the reason is because they're calling it, they're combining churros with croissants, basically. Cinnamon cream inside, coated with a cinnamon sugar streusel on the outside.
Also, realize that when you have cinnamon and it's baking, you can smell it from miles away. Think about the first time you ever smelled Cinnabon in a mall or an airport. It gets you before you even see it.
Yeah.
Half the battle is won already.
I want to try these, though. Last time you and I went to Costco, I don't know that they had them. Of course, you can't buy one of anything in Costco. No. So if you're buying, you're buying a bunch.
You can buy one churro.
Six for $10.
Oh.
It's in the bakery section, not in the food
section. See, that's what I said, six.
Yeah.
Well, that means more for you to eat.
Yeah.
Today is National Cheesecake Day, and the folks at the Cheesecake Factory have a deal for you, 50% off all slices.
Oh.
Well, and the deal is only on slices. You can't go in and want 50% off a whole cheesecake.
Got it. Got it.
As you get your slices, 30 different flavors to choose from.
Ooh.
And get yours there. Panda Express, they're getting spicy on us. Earlier this summer, they added spicy orange chicken, which it's like one of those limited time only things, so you may still find it at yours.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also adding Typhoon Chili Shrimp. That sounds hot.
Yeah, probably
spicy
too hot for you.
Spicy chili sauce topped with crunchy garlic pieces.
Yeah, I don't understand why everything has to be hot. I just don't
spice
understand.
Spice is fantastic.
But too much is not. Too much it takes away. You
I
know?
Think we've entered the pain.
Yes.
You know, everything has to burn.
Yeah.
No, there are mild options for you guys.
Okay.
No worries.
Here's a pizza deal that I've already signed up for this one, too. So just so you know, you're going against me.
Oh.
Red Baron Pizza, they're celebrating 50 years this year.
Mm.
So they're giving away pizzas, the new pizza they created called the Supreme Supreme Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You can only win these online. They're putting, for the 50 years they've been in business, 50 different toppings on a pizza.
Aww.
On one pizza.
Mm-hmm.
How?
So, I don't know.
They
can only do one of each thing.
Tiny little things and a heavy enough crust to hold it.
You can go to the Red Baron site, redbaron.com, and get signed up by next Tuesday for your chance to win a 50-topping pizza.
Cool.
But Sam's already there, of course.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider next.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Today's finally the day. Box office is going to be filled up with fans going to see Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Hi. My name is Peter Parker. You don't remember me, but we used to know each other.
So the early reviews, we touched on this a little bit. Some are calling it an emotional triumph. And that Sadie Sink's role is devastating, which is a compliment.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's being described by some critics as the best Spider-Man film yet, venturing into emotional and mature territory. Like you're going to feel for Spidey this time in beautiful ways. I did want to get you ready again, though. Because it's been a while or you have not watched anything in a while, what do you need to watch to be ready for this one? Well, Spider-Man No Way Home, which is also Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Far From Home would be good to watch. And they say even if you want a backdrop that's bigger, you want to get the in-between context, Avengers Endgame. Those are the things to watch. But this movie,
and avoid the spoiler that just came out too
about Sadie Sink's character.
Yeah, you just don't. If you see that headline, ignore it and don't read it.
It got spoiled for Sam, I think. But you don't care.
I haven't read the whole thing, so
okay. Spider-Man: Brand New Day. This new one takes place 4 years after Spider-Man: No Way Home.
At 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Social media connect.
From Instagram, Facebook, some messages rolling in about the idea of an empty weekend. The weekend is coming. Could you schedule your empty weekend this weekend where you don't schedule any social things or things you have to do, make no appointments, and just do what feels good to you in the moment? It doesn't
basically
mean you,
just relax.
It doesn't mean you it doesn't mean you have to lie around. What if it feels good to you in the moment to cut the grass or, you know, go see your mom? But just
so you just mean unstructured.
It means unstructured, so it feels like free time. You fill it how you want. Shelley says this, I have such a hard time taking me time because I'm always doing something around the house for others. When I do get a free weekend, I just don't know what to do. Aw, I feel you. I think if you're naturally always sort of serving those around you, you don't know what to do with yourself, but give yourself the time anyway. It will come to you. It could be watching TV. It could be napping. It could be cleaning out your closet. Do what feels good in the moment is the point, Shelley.
I'm wondering if Shelley means because I have this, and I've felt this before too, because I have this rare free day and 50 things that I want to do, I can't pick one. I just don't know which
one
to pick.
You don't want to waste
because
it.
I don't want to waste it. I want to blow my chance.
It's not wasted. No, you're never going to get to 50 things anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like doing in the moment, which you can't even predict ahead of time several days? Wait until Saturday to see what you feel like doing on Saturday. Be in the present. Don't worry about it yet.
Because the present's a gift. Here's one from Lisa from MurphySamAndJody.com, an email. Hi, Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Hi.
I heard Jody talking about the Calamity Club book.
Yes.
I just had to jump in and say that I read it about a month ago, and it was fabulous.
It's a wonderful read.
Such a great story and a good read.
Yeah, it's the new book from Catherine Stockett, who wrote The Help, and it is so good. I am enjoying every single word, about halfway through now. Thank you, Lisa.
Jody says, hi, Jody. I just heard you say grief is part of everyone's story. Amen to that. The beautiful book Theo of Golden teaches that reality and inspires us to treat one another with that in mind, showing love and kindness. Highly recommend.
Theo of Golden.
Yeah. She doesn't say who's written it, so I don't know.
We can find it. We love book recommendations anytime. We were talking about grief the other day in a podcast. Thank you. Jump in anytime. Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, if the price of an iPhone or any other Apple product has been a pain point for you at any time, Apple is offering a lease to buy option now. You can pay later for an iPhone. It's Apple Upgrade for not just the phones, but iPads, Macs, Apple Watches, all of it. Mm. And at the end of the lease, you can return the device or upgrade, of course, to the newer model or make a final payment, and then it's yours. It's about time, right? Number two, most of us, most Americans, have some very strong opinions about inheriting stuff from loved ones. And it probably needs to be talked about in families because most people do not want to inherit a bunch of stuff when they're already trying to declutter their own homes constantly.
Junk? No. Money? Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, for inheriting,
in,
I mean.
Put that in the Christmas card, Sam. Maybe you should speak about it or talk. What if there's something that actually does mean something to you that your mom has or something like that? Maybe you should let her know you want it.
That's not junk. That's an heirloom.
It is something that should be discussed in all families. And number three, starting this weekend, there are pop-up Pokemon card shops in Japan using these high-tech camera scans to stop card scalpers. It's like a face scan. It's going to track.
Wow.
So you can only enter the store one time each day, and it's going to slow down everything. You can't buy in bulk. It literally is going to be a face scan to control the mania.
You're up to date. Three things to know today. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Earlier this week on Tuesday night, we did Girl Talk Tuesday, and the subject this time was working with your spouse. More and more couples are working together, starting businesses together, so I know a little bit about it since Murphy and I have been married and working together for a very long time. It is not for everyone. I always start with that. You can either do it or you can't, and you learn along the way whether you can do it or not. Mm. Some of the comments that rolled in, so crazy fantastic. Hi, Jody. I couldn't work with my husband. This is from Tamara. He is mean at work.
Sorry to hear that.
Rebecca says, I worked with my husband. These were live comments that some of them I got to live and some afterward. This is from Rebecca. I worked with my husband, and the only problem was how other employees treated me. Some were just curious about our marriage and some thinking I was treated differently at work. Mm. That thought did enter my mind in our early days, Murphy, that people would think I was getting some sort of special treatment from you. And I had to just let it go and not worry about what anybody else was thinking.
Yeah, because a lot of times what other people think is incorrect.
Correct. Mm-hmm. It's incorrect. Because I don't know, I feel like, if anything, I don't get the extra special treatment from you. I feel like I get the harsher. Like, you know, what do you think, Sam? It's almost like...
What's the next question?
Yeah, I was going to say...
The boundaries...
Does Sam really want to be dragged into this?
I agree with the second half of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The closer we are, we don't get the tender Murphy.
Right.
We don't get the soft Murphy. We get the bumps.
The closer you are, the more comfortable he feels to do those things.
Yes. Yeah. It's true.
It's not just Murphy.
You're both psychoanalyzing me.
Anyway, well, we're married and we're talking about it.
Yeah, and I'm here.
Well, you are. You're kind of married into this too, right? Sherry says, I did it for 9 years. I managed an apartment complex and he did maintenance at the same apartment complex. Honestly, it was not good all the time, but we made it.
That's good. Probably worked because she was in charge. Okay. Sounds like, huh?
I don't know if that means anything, but Dana says, hey, Jody, I have been married twice and worked with both of them. No problems. It was great.
Huh.
Wow, you just never know.
Yeah.
You either can do it or you can't as a couple. Anyway, so we went there. We really went there the other night, including how I handle a mad work day when I get home with Murphy. And we'll do that.
Oh, you mean when you're mad at me?
Yeah, we'll do that later on. Coming up next, your morning pick-me-up. Morning pick-me-up time.
Yeah, this actually will be helpful for you, especially if you heard yesterday's After the Show podcast. If you didn't, we're going to help you out here, too. Jody had a list overload going on yesterday.
Yeah, how to not let your list run you and become a feeling of anxiousness. Because we all have lists.
Yeah.
Part of life.
Well, and when you said that, it reminded me, I actually do keep something in my phone that we figured this would be the good pick-me-up for this morning.
Okay.
Because it relates to the same thing. If everybody's carrying a list around. And the first thing is
he's going to give us a list.
it's actually something I really have to remember is because we tend to, if you take every task on as that's my responsibility, I've got to do that, me, and you start writing these things down, they can really weigh on you. So the first thing you are supposed to do really is decide, okay, breathe for a second. And then before you commit it and take on the emotional weight, is this something that I need to be doing at all? And the answer may be yes, but instead of just immediately piling it, because the pile is what becomes the emotional weight.
If you feel it, it's pressure.
Right.
Yeah. It becomes a feeling.
So the second part of that is doing what you did. I don't know if you realized you did it, but you actually stopped to take a breath and pause for a minute. And as trite and cliche as it sounds, the body physically responds to a deep breath. And if you do the in, for 3 or 4 seconds, hold for 3 or 4 seconds, and then the out for 7 or 8, you don't even have to count if you don't want to. Just take a minute to breathe.
Yeah.
You physiologically respond to that. It will always work to calm you down and give you a buffer, again.
It's the reason that yoga is based on breath first.
Yeah.
You know that, guys.
And then the third thing is, because we tend to carry it on as a pile, you can do this one of two ways. You can actually one of three ways. You offload the weight by dictating it to yourself if you want to in a voice memo.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to a friend about it just to get it off your system. Or if you have a therapist, or a counselor that you go to. I have a regular counselor I go to. It's really weird how just debriefing, and it's not like you're spewing anger or anything like that. It's just actually recapping what it is that you've experienced somehow, again, physiologically reprograms your body.
Recapping your list?
Well, not recapping your list, but recapping the stress. What is it that? What is
I'm
it about the list
this
that
way
right exactly
because.
Is overwhelming me? Because
vocalize it.
You let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck, and thank you for that list, Murph.
Morning, pick me up.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
If Summerween has been your thing and you're ready for some scary, we have some good news for you from Ryan Murphy about American Horror Story Season 13. Everybody thinks because, the news about who's coming back that it was going to be the Coven sequel, sort of.
Yeah, it's kind of like the all-stars of American Horror Story.
But what he said is this not just Coven. It's like, think Avengers, where everybody's coming together. He said it's a huge thing. He's bringing back all kinds of storylines, and Jessica Lange is a part of it again.
See, they shot some pictures. I saw some press photos about a month ago, and it was like all the witches standing in a line.
That makes you think Coven.
Yeah.
But he says no. It's kind of like an all-star Avengers thing. So, yay. Way to hype it up. September 24th is when we get it, season 13, on FX and Hulu. Moving on to something else, Michael B. Jordan, coming off of his Academy Award win for Sinners and all the stuff he's been doing, we got the trailer this week for his version of the Thomas Crown Affair.
I just had to come over and introduce myself. Thomas Crown.
I know exactly who you are.
Oh my gosh. He plays the iconic art thief and he gives it his own sort of style. You've got to go see this trailer. It looks super cool. He's a smooth criminal, basically. we'll be in theaters early next year.
Coming up next, we're going to find out what it's like for Murphy and Jody at home after they've had a bad day together at work.
Do you want to hear the story about one of the ways I handle it when I've had a bad day at work with Murphy, a mad day, I call it?
I got my popcorn. I'm ready for it.
We haven't had any mad days lately, though,
right? We had one not too long ago, earlier in the summer, and I was frustrated and carrying it, and I was still mad at you, and I hadn't talked to you since we had worked on something together. And this is an example of, he's Murphy at work and he's my husband at home. He's two people to me. I try to roll that way, but things get jumbled up.
They do.
Boundary lines get crossed and I'm human. So I finally came home that afternoon and I was thinking, okay, we're just going to talk about it right away. Cause that is something we do in our relationship. When there's something wrong, we don't let it fester. We talk.
We do.
So I'm like, hit the door. He's already sitting on the sofa. He's blaring music. And ironically, it's something I had asked him. I'm like, you've got to listen to the Keith Urban Flow State Yacht Rock album because it's so good. So he is blaring it. 'Cause that's how
much I feel. Hey, Jody, come on in.
Yes. And I'm so mad, seething. And I'm looking at him. And I'm like, you again. Here he is. Here he is. And he looks over at me with this smile. And he goes, hey, you're right. This is good. And I'm just like, I'm daggers at this point. Because I'm still carrying, you know, what we had really butted heads on.
Yeah.
What we do here is very collaborative and creative. And Murphy is a very in charge person. And I have a lot of ideas. And so do you, Sam. And so sometimes we do butt heads.
Passionate people butt heads.
And so that's one of the things that happens. And that's the example. That's what I mean when they say men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti. Oh, you can compartmentalize things into little boxes. So that thing was something completely different to you, a different universe. But me, I'm spaghetti. I was still jumbled all up in it.
Yeah.
I walked in the door like mad about whatever you had said to me at work. And I don't even remember what it is now.
That's wild. You know, I didn't think of it in those terms. It was Keith Urban and waffles. I didn't put that together.
Did it calm you down any, though?
Keith Urban did.
Okay.
And then Murphy's way of being, hey, it's a whole new day. It did work.
So it worked, Murphy.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Number one, back to school is the second biggest shopping event of the year right after Christmas. And it can be a pain point for families. They're saying it's about $4,000 per student. That's an average in America. $175 for school supplies and like $3,800 for packed lunches. Not to mention things like electronics that are required.
Yeah.
And school fees. And then let's get started and talk about the clothing. They have to have shoes and pants and all of that.
Yeah.
Can be a painful point, and it's happening now. Number two, those quiet hours are coming to Sephora. We told you about that.
Yeah.
And Walmart and Target. It's becoming more common, moving into the mainstream, to give shoppers a quieter, more calm experience. For Sephora, it's like the first hour of business hours on Tuesdays and Saturdays. It's not just for neurodivergent shoppers, those with autism or other neurological conditions, but anyone who wants to have a more calm experience. Parents with young children, if you're sensitive to noise and light and crowds, this may be for you. Quiet hours, that's what it means. And number three, this weekend is the beginning of a new month, August 1st. And on Netflix, they're dropping some new things. It's like Nostalgia, Clueless, Field of Dreams, Speed, even Minions. Oh, there they are. And the full run of all the Fast and Furious movies.
You're up to date. Three things to know today. Direct message us on Facebook.
Love having you along and love hearing from you. Like the other night when we went Facebook Live for Girl Talk Tuesday, talking about being married at work and how men are like waffles and women are like spaghetti.
When you say being married at work, you mean working with your spouse.
Working with your spouse. Yeah. A lot of people do it today. And there were so many good comments rolling in. I want to share Ann's. And by the way, the spaghetti and waffles thing, men are like waffles. They compartmentalize. They have those little boxes and they can compartmentalize. Women are like spaghetti. Everything gets jumbled up. It's so true. I live with like spaghetti. I'm spaghetti. It says, hey, Jody, never heard of that phrase, men waffles and women like spaghetti, but interesting. And I get it. I've been married twice and I worked well with my first husband because, like you said, we set boundaries and it worked. My present husband, I don't know if we could work together because on certain subjects, well, we have different feelings about handling situations and opinions are very different. Although we did work together at NASA as security.
Oh, wow.
Wow. We always tried to stay even no matter what. As far as tech support, you have Murphy and Sam as your tech.
That's funny.
And she says, I have my husband. Love you guys. Keep up the great teamwork and love Girl Talk Tuesday. Before we get to more comments, Sam, do you think you could have worked with any of your spouses?
Oh, maybe the second one?
Right. It depends. It depends on the personalities. It doesn't mean that it's a more successful marriage. It's just some people can work together and some people cannot. And there's no right or wrong in it. It just is.
Yeah, the personality clash at work could be, if you have two totally different ways of doing things, that might make it tricky. Mm-hmm. It just comes down to communication like anything else.
And lines get crossed and then you carry that home or you don't.
Yeah.
Like we've talked about. Christine said, I could never, I'm surprised that he gave a number. I'm sorry. That shook me.
Well, I mean, I'm also thinking about the bringing it home part. I don't think I could have brought it home with any of them.
Good.
Just because it's heavy, you know?
Good. Smart. Christine said, I could never work with my husband. We do home projects together, and they have shown me that it would not be fun to work together daily.
That's a different thing altogether.
Oh, man.
Because Jody and I can work together fine here at work.
Home projects, though, to me, that's a different beast. It's a different animal. I mean, most couples can't do that. A young couple, the realization is coming that that's going to be hard, and you don't know it yet when you're new together.
You and I are the poster children for that one, Jody.
We don't do anything together at home that's a project.
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam has music news.
We'll let you know what 80s and 90s pop star is getting her own Vegas residency for the holidays.
Sam's got music news.
Guess who is headed to Vegas for their first ever residency? Taylor Dane.
Oh, I love that voice.
Yeah.
She used to mean so much to me and still does, by the way.
I didn't realize she had 18 top 10 hits.
Look, she could light up a city with that voice.
Yeah. This is a smart residency because honestly, I mean, she was a superstar in the 80s, but trying to tour would be too much. Mm-hmm. And the size of the venue is just because time. She's an incredible talent, but you know, Vegas is perfect for her.
She's going to be doing it at Harrah's Las Vegas. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. And this is a holiday treat too because she's got 8 dates, 4 of them around Thanksgiving and the other 4 are between Christmas and New Year's.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Including New Year's Eve if you want to spend it with Taylor Dane.
Nice.
There you go.
You're traveling anyway.
Kind of unusual for an artist to do this today, but BTS, the K-pop group, they said they don't want to submit any of their songs for Grammy Awards next year.
I saw that headline. I don't know why, though.
Yeah, it's kind of vague. We hope our music can be heard and loved for what it is rather than being divided by region or language.
Okay.
And they were expected to be top contenders, too, for Album of the Year and Song of the Year this year.
Well, you never know what's in somebody's heart. Maybe they just don't want to do it for that reason.
There is a new category this year called Best Asian Pop Music Performance, but they would not be entered in that because it has to be like 80% Asian lyrics, and theirs is mainly English lyrics.
Yeah.
All right, I want you to hear this new song from Morgan Wallen. This is, I like this song because it doesn't sound so country. This could cross over to pop. He just released it. It's called Been By Now.
If it was meant to be, we'd have been by now. We wouldn't have to keep trying to work.
Yeah, that's
I love the way you think that doesn't sound like Morgan Wallen.
No, it sounds like him.
I can pick that out of a lineup.
It is country, but I could hear this crossing over.
Yeah.
He's working on a new album, expected to be like another 30 song album like his last couple ones are.
Yeah.
He's wrapping up the Still the Problem tour tomorrow in Philadelphia, so hopefully soon we'll have the new album and more songs.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
One of the characters that Tom Hanks played famously in 3 different films was Robert Langdon. The first based on books, and the first movie was The Da Vinci Code.
The Priory of Sion is a myth.
Well, the Dan Brown books.
Such good books. It was hard for us to accept Tom Hanks as that character at first, wasn't it?
With the long hair, yeah. It was weird.
It was different. Okay, so Netflix is doing an 8-hour series based on these books and this storytelling called The Secret of Secrets. Okay, and it's going to be.
Oh, that was his. Is that his late? That's his latest book.
Yeah, but they're going to turn it into a series for 8 episodes.
Oh, cool.
The Gilded Age actor star Morgan Spector will play the symbologist here.
Okay.
Symbologist, did I say that right? So you know, instead of movies, instead of knocking on Tom Hanks's door, we have a new, you know, main character there, and it's coming to
Secrets was a good book too.
Okay, and it followed. It's the same character.
It's the same stuff.
Got it. All right, look for that. We have no date yet, but we'll let you know. Also, this is just beautiful. Some news about Michael J. Fox.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Oh, so sweet.
Out of a DeLorean?
He will be receiving the Bob Hope Humanitarian Award at the upcoming Emmy Awards in September for the lasting impact he's made, not just on the craft and acting, but Parkinson's disease research and advocacy.
When I when it comes to cleaning house, my house, there's something weird that I have started doing in the last few months. I want to see if anybody else does this one.
Okay, Sam.
I like to keep my house clean, first of all.
And it's just you, right?
It's just me. It's not a typical bachelor pad. It's clean. Bathroom's clean. Kitchen's clean.
And guess what? You ever bring a lady over there, that's the first thing she's going to notice. What does this guy actually live like? What's the bathroom like? What, you know, what's out? What's in? What's put away?
First thing I have to do is bring a lady over there. But my downfalls are dusting and leaving shoes out. But the thing I've started doing recently is... maybe I need to talk to somebody about this. It's like if I have a pile of towels, or if I leave a bunch of socks in the kit in the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm getting ready to walk out the house. I'll go back and I'll pick it up, because in my head there's always, what if something happens to you today, and this is the first thing people find when they come to the house.
A pile of socks in the bathroom?
Yeah. Like, you know, I always picture my oldest son Sammy, because he'd probably be the one doing it. You
sure.
know, it's like he shows up. And it's like, oh, there's a pile of dirty towels here, and there's a this. Gee, Dad was a slob.
Well,
or, you know what?
You know, leaving a whole bunch of dishes
in the
sink. Dad
took showers and wore socks is actually the takeaway.
And I think if I think about what my dad would have thought, my dad would have been, well, you know, I'm not going to be around anyway. Doesn't matter.
And that's the other half of it. I'm trying to keep telling myself, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter.
I think it's nice that you're thinking that way, and probably very natural and human. However... don't let that get in the way of you living your life.
I should be thinking about things going on in this life, not the next
life.
Do you not have a hamper in your bathroom? You seem like a hamper guy.
Yeah, I do. But every now and then, just like with the shoes, I get lazy and just throw socks on the ground.
Or
I
throw
towels on the ground. Because you can.
Yeah, because
we all do.
Who's going to be there to tell me to pick them up?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not Jody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a nice thought. You probably can't stop it from happening, so whatever. But you need to live in the present, because... there will be a day where you don't go back to that house, and Sammy will be the one to find things.
It's not my problem.
Somebody will.
It's going to be okay. He's not going to think different thoughts about you because there are towels in a corner.
My favorite from Jody on that is, you know, there will still be clothes in the dryer the day that you're no longer on the planet.
Yep.
Three things to know today.
Number one, have you ever heard of an axolotl? If you have younger kids, you probably have. So it's like move over unicorns and dinosaurs. Gen Alpha's favorite animal is an axolotl. A rare a rare salamander with like this permanent smile. They look crazy wild. Kids are obsessed with them. That's why they're on backpacks and in Minecraft and Roblox and all of that. they're actually native to Mexico, famous for their ability to regenerate body parts, like their hearts and brains. And they're actually endangered in the wild. Axolotls, check them out. Number two, Matthew McConaughey and his wife giving us tequila-infused ice cream.
All right, all right, all right.
They have a tequila company together, and they've partnered
Pantalones.
Up with Tipsy Scoop to create the Margarita Sorbet, the Dallas Margarita Sorbet, peaches and cream. They've got tequila-infused peach ice cream with a hint of lime. Mm. You can get them all month long in August at Tipsy Scoop locations nationwide.
Okay.
And number three, Spider-Man Brand New Day is here.
Hi, my name is Peter Parker.
In the theaters, getting all the great reviews, but it's also crossing over into Fortnite with a Spidey skin.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can also jump over things and shoot the webs out of your hands in Fortnite. Hulk and the Punisher are there as well.
Ooh, the Punisher.
Yeah. Also, the Spider-Man has a removable mask that reveals Tom Holland's face.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart Audiobook Club on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait! I came in for two things. How is this $47?
All right, we're gonna need a plan here.
Just start simple with Bank of America Advantage Safe Balance Banking. No overdraft item fees, no monthly maintenance fee if you're under 25. Plus, as a new checking customer, you can earn $100 when you open an account and make qualifying Zelle or debit transactions.
Oh,
That's actually really simple.
Safe Balance Banking. One less thing to figure out. Learn more at bofa.com/earn100. Terms and conditions apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.